Paradise is looking for work. I suggest you get your scrawny asses in here pronto.
Up on Brokeback.
And Forest Service got designated campsites on the allotments. Them camps can be 3 or 4 miles from where we pastured the woolies. Bad predator loss if there's nobody looking after them at night. Now what I want is a camp tender to stay in the main camp where the Forest Service says. But the herder, he's going to pitch a pup tent on the QT with the sheep, and he's going to sleep there. You eat your supper and breakfast in camp, but you sleep with sheep, 100%. No fire, don't leave no sign. You roll up that tent every morning in case the Forest Service snoops around. Yeah? No? No! Not on your fucking life. You got your dogs, you're 30-30, you sleep there. Last summer I had goddamn near 25% loss. I don't want that again. You. Friday's at noon to be down at the bridge with your grocery list and mules. And somebody with supplies will be there at the pickup. Tomorrow morning we'll truck you up to the jump off.
Jack Twist.
Ennis.
Your folks, you stop at Ennis?
Delmar.
Well, nice to know you, Ennis Delmar. My second year up here. Last year, one storm of lightning killed 42 sheep. Thought I asphyxiated from the smell. The gear got all over my ass like I was supposed to control the weather. But beats working for my old man. Can't please my old man, no way. That's why I took the rodeo. Do you have a rodeo?
You know, I mean, once in a while. When I got the entry fee in my pocket. Yeah.
Are you from ranch people?
Yeah, I was.
Do your folks run you off?
Well, they run themselves off. There was one curve in the road in 43 miles, and they missed it. So, bank took the ranch, and brother and sister, they raised me mostly.
Yeah, that's hard.
Only thing, you'll never order soup. Them soup boxes are hard to pack.
Well, I don't eat soup.
You want to watch it there? That horse has a low startle point.
Out there's a filly that could throw me. What you get unless you want to sit around tying knots all day.
Thank you.
can't wait till I get my own spread and I don't have to put up with Joe Geary's crap no more.
I'm saving for a place myself. Alma and me, we'll be getting married when I come down this mountain.
Well, that stay with the sheep, no fire bullshit. Geary got no right making us do something against the rules.
More beans.
Yeah, so why didn't we get the powdered milk and the spuds?
So we got.
Well, here's next week's.
Thought you didn't eat soup.
Yeah, I'm sick of beans.
Too early in the summer to be sick of beans.
Come on.
Where the hell you been? Been up with the sheep all day. I get down here hungry as hell and all I find is beans. What in the hell happened to this?
I come on a bear is what happened. Goddamn horse spooked and the mules took off and scattered food everywhere. Beans about all we got left. Got whiskey or something? Dumbass mule. Believe that. God damn.
Nice.
Well, we gotta do something about this food situation. Maybe I'll shoot one of the sheep.
Yeah, what if a Geary finds out, huh? Supposed to guard the sheep, not eat them?
What's the matter with you? There are a thousand of them.
Oh, it's stick with beans.
Well, I won't.
Woo-wee! Yeah!
Getting tired of your dumbass missing.
Let's take a move on. Don't want the demon fish to catch within the well.
I'm commuting 4 hours a day. I come in for breakfast, I go back to the sheep, evening getting bedded down, come in for supper, go back to the sheep, spend half the night checking for damn coyotes. Geary got no right making me do this.
If you want to switch, I wouldn't mind sleeping out there.
That ain't the point. The point is we both ought to be in this camp. Goddamn pup tan smells like cat piss or worse.
I don't mind being out there.
Well, I'm happy to switch with you, but I warn you, I can't cook worth a damn. I am pretty good with the can opener, though.
You can't be no worse than me, then. Nope.
Won't get much sleep, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Come on. Got a coyote up there. It's a big son of a bitch. Balls on him, size of apples. Look like he could eat himself a camel. You want some of this hot water?
It's all yours.
Much myself. Well, what's the point of riding some piece of stock for 8 seconds?
Money's a good point.
Sure enough. You don't get stomped winning it. Huh?
Yeah. Well, my old man is a bull rider.
Thank you.
Pretty well known in his day. Though he kept his secrets to himself. Never taught me a thing, never once come to see me ride. Your brother and sister do right by you?
They did the best they could after my folks was gone. Considering they didn't leave us nothing but $24 in a coffee can. I got me a year of high school before the transmission went on the pickup. And then my sis left, married a roughneck, moved to Casper. And me and my brother, we went and got ourselves some work on a ranch up near Warland.
Until I was 19.
And then he got married, and no more room for me. That's how come
And you end up here. What?
Man, that's more words than you spoke in the past 2 weeks.
Well, that's the most I've spoken in a year. Now, my dad, he was a fine roper. Didn't rodeo much, though. He thought rodeo cowboys was all fuck-ups.
Hell, they are.
Waving to the girls in the stands. He's kicking me to high heaven. He don't dash for me, no.
I think my dad was right. Tent don't look right.
Well, I ain't going nowhere. Let it be.
Now, Monica don't sound quite right either.
Well, that's good. It got kind of flattened when that mare threw me.
Oh, yeah? Thought you said that mare couldn't throw you.
Well, she got lucky.
Yeah, well, if I got lucky, that harmonica would have broken too.
I know I shall meet you on that fine old day. Water walking Jesus, take me away.
Very good.
Hey, my mama, she believes in the Pentecost.
Oh, yeah? What exactly is the Pentecost? I mean, my folks, they was Methodists.
Pentecost? I don't know. I don't know what the Pentecost is. Mom never explained it to me. I guess it's when the world ends and fells like you and me march off to hell.
Speak for yourself. You may be a sinner, but I ain't yet had the opportunity. Thank you. Shit. You know what? I'm gonna go up the sheet now.
Get my hell.
You know, I reckon it's damn, it's too late to go out there and shoot. There. You know, you got an extra blanket? I can just roll up out here and grab 40 winks and I ride out at first light.
Oh. Freeze your ass off when that fire dies down.
Oh, that's good.
You're better off sleeping in the tent.
Yeah.
All right. Ennis?
What?
Just quit your hammering and get in here. Thank you.
here on.
For supper.
This is a one-shot thing we got going on here.
It's nobody's business but ours.
You know I ain't queer.
Me neither.
Twist, your Uncle Harold's in the hospital with pneumonia.
Docs don't expect he'll make it.
Your ma sent me to tell you, so here I am.
Bad news. There ain't nothing I can do about it up here, I guess.
There's not much you can do about it down there, neither. Not unless you can cure pneumonia.
To do now, huh?
Get on in there and untangle them Chilean sheep out of ours, I guess.
Oh, where is
it?
Goddamn creep ran the wall.
We gotta try. At least we can do is get the cattle right for Gary.
Fuck a Gary!
Oh, yeah, fuck a Gary. What if we need a workroom again, huh? You figure that? We gotta stick this out, Jack.
You run them sheep off again if you don't quiet down.
Gary came by again. Said my uncle didn't die after all. Says bring him down.
Bring him down? Why? It's the middle of August.
Says there's a storm coming, moving in from the Pacific. Worse than this one.
Well, that snow barely stuck an hour. Huh? Besides, that son of a bitch, she's cutting us out a whole month's pay. Ain't right.
Well, spare you a loan, bud, if you're short on cash. Give it to you when we get the signal.
I don't need your money, huh? You know, I ain't in the poorhouse. Shit.
All right.
Yes. Come here. Come here. You're okay.
Some of these never went up there with you. Can't even what I'd hope for, neither. You ranch stiffs, you ain't never no good.
I left my damn shirt out there.
Yeah. You gonna do this again next summer?
Well, maybe not. Like I said, me and Al was getting married in November. So, trying to get something on the ranch, I guess. You?
I might go up to my daddy's place and get my hand through the winter. I might be back. The army don't get me.
Well, I guess I'll see you around, huh?
Okay.
Our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Under the powers vested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss a bride. And if you don't, I will.
I told her to keep me fit. thought I'd tell you before the start that parking a trailer on the beach is illegal.
Yeah. Now look what the wind blew in.
Hi, Mr. Geary. I was wondering if you was needing any help this summer.
You're wasting your time here.
Well, you ain't got nothing? Nothing up on Brokeback?
Ain't got no work for you.
Hinsdale Mar ain't been around, has he?
You boys sure found a way to make the time pass up there. Twist, you guys wasn't getting paid to leave the dogs babysit the sheep while you stem the rows. Now get the hell out of my trailer.
Jenny's still got her runny nose. Dennis, could you wipe Palmer Jr.'s nose?
If I had free hands, I could.
Girl's all right.
Yeah. Jenny stopped her coughing here and I should take the girls into town this weekend and get them an ice cream. Some.
What else? Can we move to town? Tired of these sentimental ranches. No one for Alan Jr. to play with. Besides, I'm scared for Jenny. I'm scared she has another one of them bad asthma spills.
You know, rent in town is too high.
There's a cheap place in Riverton over the laundromat. And I bet I could fix it up real nice.
I bet you could fix this place up real nice if you wanted to.
I know you'd like it too. Real home. All the kids for the girls to play with. Not so lonely like you were raised. You don't want it to be so lonely, do you?
Yeah.
I'd like to buy Jimbo here a beer.
Best damn movie plan I've ever worked with.
Thanks, cowboy. If I was letting every rodeo hand I pulled the bull off would buy me liquor, I'd been an alcoholic long ago. Pulling bulls off of you buckaroos is just my job. So save your money for your next entry fee, cowboy.
You ever try calf roping?
Do I look like I can afford a fucking roping horse?
Pussy on the hoof and a crowd like this.
All swelled up with patriotic feeling. Ready to be humped like a frog.
So where do you figure the most pussies at?
Las Vegas? California.
You make it between Montana and Wyoming, I take Wyoming.
Hey, you might want to keep it down. I got two little girls here.
Fuck you. Awesome. So he's giving it to his wife after he gets his word. Fuck it.
Underway. Just move, okay?
There they go!
Now, I don't want any trouble from you. You need to shut your slop bucket mouth, you hear me?
You want to listen to your old lady then?
All right.
Yeah. Move somewhere else.
What about it? You want to lose about half your fucking teeth, huh?
Not tonight, bud. I'd sure rather not.
$100,000 tractors, shit like that.
What are you waiting for, cowboy? A mate and call? One's gonna love. do you? And we should put the brakes on?
Fast or slow, I just like the direction you're going.
You are in a hurry.
Oh, my dad is in a hurry. Expect to be home with the car by midnight.
Hang on, Ron. Man. Is Alma here?
Oh, yeah, she's in the condiments aisle.
The what?
Ketchup.
Thanks.
Play again this year?
Yeah, excuse me.
Hey, honey. Honey, what are y'all doing here?
Big hurry. My boss called and he wants me to go out the ranch. I guess all the hippies must have decided to calve at the same time. I figured I could drop the girls off with you.
Yes. Well, I got a million things I gotta do here before I can leave. I don't get off for another 3 hours.
Mama, I need crayons.
Not now, Alma. And S, please, you promised you'd take them tonight.
I can't afford not to be there when the heifers calve. Probably be my job if I lose any of them.
What about my job? Okay. All right, I'll call my sister. I'll see if she can take them.
All right, all right. You'll be a good girl for your mama, right? I'll be half the night. Bring home some round steak if you think of it.
Come here.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Monroe, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay, Alma.
I'll clean this up just as soon as I call my sister to come get the girls.
Really, Alma, it's okay. I'll get it.
Alma, come with me.
Wash your feet.
Alma. He's just like my
hand. Hey. Yeah, it's Brad for
you. Hey.
Got two whole boxes of formula for you. 120 kings.
120?
Oh. Dee, where'd you put them?
Oh, hell. Back seat of the car where I left them. Rodeo can get them.
Oh, Dave. I can already see what little Bobby looks like.
Good job, little girl. He's a spitting image of his grandpa. And he's just a spitting image of his grandpa.
Yeah.
Somebody named Jack?
Maybe, why?
So you got a postcard to come, general delivery. Is he somebody you cowboyed with, or what?
No, Jack, he rodeos mostly. We was fishing buddies.
Get a babysitter.
Hmm?
Take your friend to the Laughing Fork.
No, Jack ain't the restaurant top. You're more likely to just go out and get drunk. See if he shows.
Can we take one more bite and then you're finished with dinner? There, that's a good bite. All right, you're excused. Please, thank you.
Jack fucking Twist. Elma, this is Jack Twist. And Jack, this is my wife, Elma.
Howdy.
Hello.
Oh, you got a kid?
Yeah, I got two little girls, Elma Jr. and Jenny.
I got a boy.
Yeah?
8 months old.
Well,
smiles a lot. Married the prettiest little gal in Childress, Texas.
Yeah.
Maureen.
Nice. So me and Jack, we're going to head out and get ourselves a drink. Yeah.
Sure enough.
Pleased to meet you, ma'am.
We might not get back tonight when we get to drinking and talking and all.
Ennis? Did you get me a pack of smokes?
These smokes, Elma, they're in the top pocket of my blue shirt. They're in the bedroom.
4 years. Damn.
Yeah, 4 years. Didn't think I'd hear from you again.
No.
I figured you were sore from that punch.
Well, that next summer, I drove back up to Brokeback and talked to Gary about a job and told me he hadn't been back, so I left. Went down to Texas for rodeo, and that's how I met Lorraine. Made $2,000 that year, bull riding nearly starved. Lorraine's old man, makes serious money. Farm machine business. Of course, he eats my goods. So.
The army didn't get you?
No, too busted up. That rodeo ain't what it was in my daddy's day.
Nope.
Got out while I could still walk.
Hmm.
Swear to God, I didn't know he was going to get into this again. Oh, yes, I did. I redlined it all the way. I couldn't get here fast enough. What about you?
Me? I don't know.
My broke back got us good, don't it? What are we gonna do now?
I doubt there's nothing we can do. See, I'm stuck with what I got here. Making a living's about all I got time for now. Hey,
Well, me and Jack's heading up the mountains for a day or two. Do ourselves a little fishing.
You know your friend could come inside and have a cup of coffee?
Well, he's from Texas.
Texans don't drink coffee? Sure that foreman won't fire you for taking off?
You know what, that foreman, he owes me. I worked through a blizzard last Christmas. You remember that? Besides, it'll only be a couple days.
We fish the heavy big ones.
See you Sunday, ladies.
Interesting up there in heaven.
I was just sending off a prayer of thanks.
For what?
For you forgetting to bring that harmonica. You enjoying the peace and quiet.
You know, it could be like this. Just like this, always.
Yeah, how do you figure that?
What if you and me had a little ranch somewhere, a little cow and calf operation? Be sweet life. And hell, Lorene's old man, you better give me a down payment to get lost. I mean, he more or less already said it.
No, I told you it ain't gonna be that way. You know, you got your wife and baby in Texas, and, you know, I got my life in Riverton.
That's so. You and Alma, that's a lie.
Oh, you shut up about Alma. This ain't her fault. The bottom line is, we're around each other, and this thing grabs hold of us again in the wrong place, in the wrong time. And we're dead. I tell you, there were these two old guys ranched up together down home, Earl and Rich. And they was a joke of town, even though they were pretty tough old birds. Anyway, they found Earl dead in an irrigation ditch. Tie iron to him, spurred him up, and drug him around by his dick till it pulled off.
You seen this?
Yeah, I was about 9 years old. My daddy, he made sure me and my brother seen it. Hell, for all I know, he done the job. Two guys living together, and no way. Now, we can get together once in a while, way the hell out in the middle of nowhere, but...
Once in a while? Every 4 fucking years?
Wait, if you can't fix it, Jack, you got a standard.
For how long?
As long as we can ride it. There ain't no rains on this one. Need a push or something?
No.
Listen to her purr, gentlemen. You ain't gonna get that with your caddy. I told you she can do it. Now let me show you.
Say, didn't that piss ant used to ride bulls?
He used to try.
See my blue parka?
Last time I seen it, you was in it. Day we had that big ice storm.
I could have sworn I seen it in here.
You know, you've been going up to Wyoming all these years. Why can't your buddy come down here to Texas and fish?
Well, because the Bighorn Mountains ain't in Texas. And I don't think this picket could make it down here anyway.
New model coming in this week, remember? You're the best combine salesman we got. You're the only combine salesman, in fact.
Yeah, well, I'll be back in a week. That is, unless I freeze to death, and I'll freeze if I don't find that parka.
Well, I don't have your goddamn parka. You know you're worse than Bobby when it comes to losing stuff.
Well, speaking of Bobby, did you call a school about getting him a tutor?
I thought you were going to call.
I complain too much. That teacher don't like me.
Right.
Now it's your turn.
Well, okay, fine. So I'll call later.
Bye. Now 14 hours of driving ahead of me.
See, now it don't seem fair. You're going up there 2-3 times a year, and him never coming down here.
Oh, that's right. You're talking sure about the great big guy. His big hair, monster guy. Must have been a construction worker all his life. And he's sitting at the bar next to this little big fella. And the bartender.
And if they got an opening over at the power company, might be good pay.
Well, as clumsy as I am, I'll probably get electrocuted.
Daddy, the church picnic's next weekend. Will you be back from fishing by next weekend? Please, Daddy, please?
Well, all right, as long as I don't have to sing.
Daddy. You forgetting something?
in, Alvin.
I've been trying to call you for hours.
It's Saturday night, you know, we could still smarten up and head on over to the church social.
That fire and brimstone ground.
I think it'd be nice.
Somebody killed Elena.
As we are on the pills. That makes me nervous not to take an over, gosh.
If you don't want no more of my kids, I'll be happy to leave you alone.
I'd have them if you'd support them.
Custody of the two minor children, Alma Delmar Jr. and Jennifer Delmar, is awarded to plaintiff. Defendant is ordered to pay child support to plaintiff in the sum of $125 per month for each of the minor children until they reach the age of 18 years. Delmar divorce granted this sixth day of November, 1975.
Message you about the divorce.
Well, this here's Jack. Jack, these are my little girls. Here's Alma Jr. and Jenny.
Hey.
Say hi, girls.
Hi.
I got your card. The divorce came through.
Yeah.
So, here I am. I had to ask about 10 different people on River and where he had moved to. I guess I thought that this means you.
Jack, I don't know what to say. See, I got the girls this weekend, and I'm sure as hell sorry. You know what I am. I only get them once a month, and I missed last month, so I just, it goes the roundup. So, well.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And I'll see you next month, then.
Señor.
with that rodeo. Stud Duck do the carving around here.
You bet, LD. I was just,
saving you the truck.
Bobby, if you don't eat your dinner, I'm going to have to turn off that television.
Why, Mama? I'm going to be in this room for the next 2 weeks.
Hey, you heard your mama.
You finish your meal, and then you can watch again.
Daddy? Daddy?
Hale. We don't eat with our eyes. I want your boy to grow up to be a man, don't you, daughter? Boy, she watched football.
Not till he finishes eating the meal that his mama took 3 hours fit.
You sit down, you old son of a bitch! This is my house, this is my child, and you are my guest. And you sit down before I knock your ignorant ass into next week.
Daddy, tell about when you rode Bronx in the rodeo.
Well, that's a short story, honey. It was only about 3 seconds I was on that Bronx. Next thing I knew, I was flying through the air. Only I was no angel like you and Jenny here. I didn't have no wings. And that's the story of my saddle Bronx career.
You ought to get married again, Ennis. Me and the girls worry about you being alone so much.
Well, once burned.
You still go fishing with Jack Twist?
Not often.
No, I used to wonder how come you never brought any trouts home. You always said you caught plenty, and you know how me and the girls lack fish. So one night I got your creel case open night before you went on one of your little trips. Price tag still on it after 5 years. And I tied a note to the end of the line. It said, "Hello, Ennis, bring some fish home. Love, Alma." And then you come back looking all perky. It said you caught a bunch of browns and you ate them up. Do you remember? I looked in that case first chance I got, and there was my note still tied there. That line hadn't touched water in its life.
It mean nothing, Elmer.
Don't try and fool me no more, Ennis. I know what it means. Jack Twist. Jack Nasty. You didn't go up there to fish. You didn't.
Listen, Elmer, you don't know nothing about her.
I'm gonna yell for my mother.
Or I'll make you make the fucking fool.
Get out! 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 Get out!
Mama.
Bye, Daddy. Bye.
Hey, asshole, watch where you're going.
What?
Don't get it, the inflation will eat it all up. You see Lorraine punching numbers in her ad machine, direct zeros. Her eyes getting smaller and smaller. It's like watching a rabbit trying to squeeze into a snake hole with a coyote on its tail.
That's some high class entertainment, you ask me.
For what it's worth.
You and Lorraine, it's normal and all?
Sure.
You don't ever suspect. You ever get the feeling, I don't know, when you're in town and someone looks at you, suspicious, like he knows. Then you go out on the pavement and everyone's looking at you like they don't know too.
Maybe you ought to get out of there, you know? Find yourself someplace different, maybe Texas.
Texas. Sure, maybe you can convince Alma to let you and Lorraine adopt the girls. And we can just live together herding sheep. And it'll rain money from L.D. Newsom, and whiskey will flow in the streams, Jack. That's real smart. Real smart.
You want to live your miserable fucking life, and go right ahead.
Fine.
I was just thinking out loud.
Yep, you're a real thinker there. God damn. Jack fucking Twist. Got it all figured out, ain't it?
Chef, you
want
to dance?
Well, I was just on the way to...
Oh, Cassie. Cassie Cara.
Yes. Delma. No more dancing for me, I hope.
You're safe. My feet hurt.
It's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah. Drunks like you, demanding beer after beer, smoking. Gets tiresome. What do you do, Ennis Delmar?
Early today, I was castrating calves. you doing?
Trying to get a foot rub. Tell me.
All right. Thank you.
Tridale at SMU. I sure never thought I'd end up in a pokey little place like Childress. But then I met old Randall here at an Aggie game, and he was an animal husbandry major. So we've been here for a month, and he got the foreman job over at Roy Taylor's ranch. Like it or not, here I am.
Was you Tridale? I was capifying myself. Well, even though we ain't quite sorority sisters, we just may have to dance with ourselves, Lorene.
Our husband ain't the least bit interested in dancing.
Ain't got a smidgen of rhythm between them. It's funny, isn't it? Husbands don't never seem to want to dance with their wives. Hey, why do you think that is, Jack?
I don't ever give it any thought. Want to dance?
Yeah. Thank you.
You mind?
Heard enough. Thank you for asking me to dance with me. I really appreciate that. Randall never does. Last time I did, I think we were away. It's a good thing you and Lorena happened along when you did, or else we'd still be stuck on the side of the road in that darn pickup. I told Randall we ought to take the car. Of course, he never listened to me. He wouldn't listen to me if he knew he was going deaf tomorrow. I told him to take more of the chewing gum and baling wire to fix that pickup. Well, he's never been very mechanical, though.
You ever notice how a woman will powder her nose before she goes to a party? And then she'll powder it again once the party's over? I mean, why powder your nose just to go home and go to bed?
Well, no. Even if I wanted to know, I couldn't get a word in with LaShawn long enough to ask. A woman talks of Blue Street.
Lively little gal. You like working for Roy Taylor? Oh, he's solid, Roy.
Yeah, Roy. He's a good old boy. He's got a little cabin down on Lake Kemp. Got a crappie house, a little boat. Said I could use it whenever I want. We ought to go down there some weekend. Drink a little whiskey, fish some. Get away, you know?
When I was right out of SMU, I could have my pick at pretty much any job in North Dallas, so my pick was Neiman Marcus, which was a disaster, because, honey, where clothes is concerned, I got no resistance. I was spending more than I made, more than Randall ever will make. We come out here thinking that ranching was still big hats and Marlboros, boy, are we behind the times.
Hey there, Junior. You ready?
What do you think? Your daddy ever gonna see fit to settle down again?
I don't know. Maybe he's not the marrying kind.
So? Or, you know, think I'm the one for him.
You're good enough.
You don't say much, but you get your point across.
Sorry, didn't mean to be rude.
You're staying on your feet, cowboy.
Your dog. Well, I'll pick you and Jenny up next weekend after church.
Fine.
You all right?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Daddy, I was thinking, what with a new baby and all, Mom and Roe been awful strict on me. More on me and Jenny, even. I was thinking, maybe I could come stay with you. I'd be an awful good help, I know I would.
Now, you know I ain't set up for that. With the roundup coming, I won't ever be home.
It's all right, Daddy.
Well, I'm not saying that I wouldn't.
It's all right, I understand.
Well, I'll see you on Sunday then.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Gonna snow tonight for sure.
Yeah.
All this time you ain't find nobody else to marry?
I've been putting the blocks to a good looking little gal over in Riverton. She's a waitress. Wants to go to nursing school or something. What about you and Lorraine?
Lorraine's good at making hard deals in the machinery business, but as far as our marriage goes, we could do it over the phone. Kind of got this thing going with the ranch foreman's wife over in Childress.
What?
You get shot by Lorraine or the husband each time I slip off his ear.
Well, yeah. You probably deserve it.
Tell you what. The truth is, sometimes I miss you so much I can hardly stand it. I guess I had a bone to lighten flat. See the folks for a day or two.
There's something I've been meaning to tell you, bud. Well, it's likely November before I can come out here again. After we ship stock and before winter feeding starts again.
November. Well, what in the hell ever happened to August? Christ, it is. You know, you got a fucking week to say some little word about this.
realize it, we're always in the freaking cold. We ought to go south where it's warm, you know? We ought to go to Mexico.
Mexico? Hell, Jack, you know me. About all the traveling I ever done is around a coffee pot looking for the handle. Come on, Jack, lighten up on me. We can hunt in November. Kill us a nice elk. I'll try if I can get Don Rose cabin again. We had a good time that year, didn't we?
There's never enough time, never enough.
You know, friend, this is a goddamn bitch of an unsatisfactory situation. It used to come away easy, and now it's like seeing the Pope.
Jack, I gotta work. Huh? In them earlier days, I just quit the job. You forget what it's like being broke all the time. You ever hear of child support? And I'll tell you this, I can't quit this one. And I can't get the time off. It's hard enough getting this time. The trade-off is August. Well, you got a better idea?
I did once.
You did once. Well, have you been to Mexico, Jack Twist? Huh? Because I hear what they got in Mexico for boys like you.
Hell yes, I've been to Mexico. Is that a fucking problem?
I'm going to tell you this one time, Jack fucking Twist. And I ain't fooling. What I don't know, all them things that I don't know, could get you killed if I come to know them. I ain't joking.
Yeah, we'll try this one. And I'll say it just once.
Go ahead.
Tell you what, we could have had a good life together. Fucking real good life. Had us a place of our own. But you didn't want it, Ennis. So what we got now is Brokeback Mountain. Everything's built on that. That's all we got, boy. Fucking all. So I hope you know that if you don't ever know the rest. You count the damn few times that we have been together in nearly 20 years, and you measure the short fucking leash you keep me on, and then you ask me about Mexico, and you tell me you kill me for needing something I don't hardly never get. You have no idea how bad it gets. And I'm not you. I can't make it on a couple of high-altitude fucks once or twice a year? You are too much for me, Ennis. You son of a horse and bitch. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Then why don't you? Why don't you just let me be, huh? Because of you, Jack, that I'm like this. Nothing. I'm nowhere. Oh. Get the fuck off me!
It's all right. Damn you, James.
I just can't stand this anymore, Jack.
Sleeping on your feet like a horse.
Yeah. My mom used to say that to me when I was little.
It's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. In a cellar? Where you been?
Here and there.
I left word for you with Steve at the ranch. Man, you must have got those notes I left at your place.
Looks like I got the message in any case.
Carl? Yeah, Carl's nice. He even talks.
Good for you.
Yeah. Good for me. I don't get you, Ennis Delmar.
Sorry. It's probably no fun anyways, was it?
And his girls don't fall in love with fun. Who is this?
Ennis Delmar, nobody of Jack's.
Jack used to mention you. You're the fishing buddy. The hunting buddy, I know that. Would have let you know what happened, but I wasn't sure about your name or address. Jack kept his friend's addresses in his head.
That's why I'm calling, is see what happened.
Oh, yeah. Jack was pumping up a flat on the truck out on a back road when the tire blew up. The rim of the tire slammed into his face, broke his nose and jaw, and knocked him unconscious on his back. By the time somebody come along, he drowned in his own blood. He was only 39 years old. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Was he buried down there?
He put a stone up. He was cremated like he wanted. Half his ashes was interred here. The rest I sent up with his folks. He used to say he wanted his ashes scattered on Brokeback Mountain, but I wasn't sure where that was. I thought Brokeback Mountain might be around where he grew up. Knowing Jack, it might be some pretend place where bluebirds sing and there's a whiskey spring.
Oh, man, we was herding sheep and broke back one summer.
Back in 63.
Well, he said it was his favorite place. I thought he meant to get drunk. He drank a lot.
Is this folks still up in Lightning Flat? Thank you for your time.
I sure am sorry. We was good friends.
Get in touch with his folks. Suppose they'd appreciate it if his wishes was carried out. About the ashes, I mean.
want a cup of coffee, don't you? Piece of cherry cake?
Yes, ma'am, I'll have a cup of coffee, but I can't eat no cake just now. I feel awful bad about Jack. I can't begin to tell you how bad I feel. I knew him a long time. I come by to say that if you want me to take his ashes up there on Brokeback, like his wife said he wanted to, then I'd be happy to.
Tell you what. I know where Brokeback Mountain is. Thought he was too goddamn special to be buried in the family plot. Jack used to say, Ennis Del Mar, he used to say, I'm gonna bring him up here one of these days. We'll lick this damn ranch into shape. Had some half-baked notion the two of you was gonna move up here. Build a cabin. Help run the place. Then this spring, got another fella gonna come up here with him. Build a place. Help run the ranch. Some ranch neighbor of his from down in Texas. Gonna split up with his wife and come back here. So he says. But like most of Jack's ideas, never come to pass.
I kept his room like it was when he was a boy. I think he appreciated that. You are welcome to go up to his room if you want.
what? We got a family plot. He's going in it.
Yes, sir.
You come back and see us again.
Like the car?
Yeah. Is it yours?
It's Kurt's.
Well, I thought you were seeing Troy.
Troy? Daddy, that was 2 years ago.
Troy still playing baseball?
I don't know what he's doing. I'm seeing Kurt now.
And what does Kurt do?
Works out in the oil field.
Well, he's a roughneck, huh?
Yeah.
I guess you're 19, you can do whatever you want, is that right?
Sure.
Daddy, you need more furniture.
Yeah, well, you got nothing, you don't need nothing. So, what's the occasion?
Me and Kurt, we're getting married.
Well, how long you known this guy for?
About a year. The wedding will be June 5th at the Methodist Church. Hmm. Jenny will be singing, and Monroe's gonna cater the reception.
This Kurt fella. He loves you.
Yeah, Daddy. He loves me. Was hoping you'd be there.
I think I was supposed to be on a roundup down near the Tetons. But, you know what? I reckon they can find themselves a new cowboy. A little girl getting married. Huh? To Alma and Kurt.
he was a friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. Every time I think of him, I just can't keep from crying. 'Cause he was a friend of mine. He died on the road. He died on the road. He just kept on moving, never reaped what he could sow. And he was a friend of mine. Friend of mine. He was a friend of mine. Every time I hear his name, Lord, I just can't keep from crying. 'Cause he was a friend of mine. Oh.